p.m. Let's get underway. Earlier this week, Benito spoke with Gerard Papenfis. He is the chief executive of the National Employers Association of South Africa. And he stated his opinion. He said that the task to turn South Africa around is not only the task of the president, it's the task of the political leadership and government officials who support his vision. It is the task of each and every South African, no matter who you voted for on the 8th of May. You have an obligation to make South Africa successful. Benita spoke to him about this.
Chief executive at NIASA, the National Employers Association of South Africa, Gerard Papenfus, recently wrote an article suggesting that post-election 2019, there is much to do to get South Africa back on track, especially after the kleptocratic period of the previous administration. Now, he says that he supports the president, but cautions that things are not going to change overnight. He advises, in fact, that we all need to look at things differently in a way that is productive, innovative, and creative. Well, I caught up with Gerard earlier and began by asking him what his thoughts were on the recently held elections.
If you want to look for something to criticize, there will be always, in any election, there will be something. But I think, in general, it was fair, it was free. There was 1% hiccups, which is normal. I think, you know, that there was people complained about the low registration percentage of people registered, the low turnout. But that's in terms of international standards, that's more or less on par. No, I think it's it is, in all respects, free and fair. The hiccups that existed, is that happens. So, you know, it says something about South Africa. We're still a democracy. People say we're not a very effective democracy because of the dominance of one party and the weakness of others. But what can you do about it? You know, if you want to perform better, then you must do something else. So, no, that's we are a democracy, and we are indeed a healthy democracy. Yeah. So I think South Africa can take a lot of pride at what happened in this election, and I think the whole of Africa look at us, and many parts of the world, in fact, look at us and say and envy us for what's happened in this election.
In the opinion piece which you've written, you say that you believe that the President Cyril Ramaphosa wants to fix South Africa, but you do caution that it's not going to happen overnight, implying that we need to be patient about this rebuilding of South Africa.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. You know, it will be interesting to see what he's going to do in appointing his new cabinet. But, you know, I think there's a game that he needs to play within the ANC. And if I say game, I don't mean he's playing a game, but he needs to look after the unity in his own party, and he can't just simply ignore that. So that is a huge factor. But the fact that he wants to fix things, I have no doubt about it. His desire to fix things, the fact that he's committed to do that, I have no doubt about that. And even if we are a bit disappointed in terms of what transpires with the appointment of his cabinet in due course, I'd say, well, you know, it is to be expected. So let's see what happens. But you can't break down South Africa in a period of 10, 11 years, and then fix it overnight. It is just not possible. Corruption in our society is very deeply rooted. There is going to be resistance to change in all levels. You know, people made a living out of corruption. And people, when corruption, when the taps closes, they've got nowhere else to go. So, you know, it's a matter of you fight for a living. Corruption is a way of life. So it is so deeply rooted in South Africa. If we started this process 10 years ago, it would have been easier. But, I mean, for 10 years, the roots went very deep into the ground. So it is a whole society that will have to change. the way we think, the way we do business. And for many people, it's going to be very radical. So, yeah, I think we'll have to be patient and give him a chance. I know, and what I respect of the president is the fact that he is very patient. He's playing a long game. And I think he is patient because he can't be not patient. He's going to lose it if he starts getting irritated about the slow pace. If there's one person, I believe, that's very irritated about the slow pace of change, it must be the president. More than anybody else. But this is very difficult, I believe.
Gerard Papenfuss, Chief Executive of the National Employers Association of South Africa, NIASA, joining us in conversation this evening. Gerard, you speak of a change in mindset, essentially, because, yes, it's a daunting task facing not only the president, but we as fellow compatriots, too. And you caution that we need to change our mindset and not be too overly negative about the challenges that we do face as a country.
Oh, absolutely. You know, negativity just brings you nowhere. It is, you know, people get desperate and they express themselves, but we need to be careful. The words count. What we say, you know, what the heart is full of, you know, is comes out of the mouth. And so, you know, if you want to be a positive person, you need to start working with your own, with the heart. You start inside. You know, you can't fabricate optimism and being positive. It's a work of the heart. So, and you know, there are many people that's clinging to this life that's very, very, very negative, and they don't see a future. And then there are, social media is extremely negative, and social media, in fact, is very reckless. And I mean, can you imagine a person that is struggling to see his way, to see a way in South Africa, and he is subjected to this barrage of negativity on a daily basis? And we need to, as a South Africans, we need to take responsibility for that and say, every time I communicate, if it's not uplifting, rather don't do it. If you don't lift somebody else up, if you don't encourage, well, then don't communicate. Rather just sit still. You know, this urge to communicate and tell, and you know, I receive this kind of communications from two or three people, and you know, there's something negative goes around, and it reaches me from all of them, all of a sudden. You know, so it's the social media network is so effective, but so very, very dangerous in terms of what we communicate and what you know. I don't want the municipality to dump my garbage truck in my yard. But we allow that in with what we see and what we listen to, and we need to cut that off. We need to protect our minds. If we want to make progress, you know, you can't walk in a western and an eastern direction at the same time. You must choose. And if I want to be, if I want to make a difference, and if I want to make progress, then I need to be positive. You can't be productive and innovative and negative at the same time. You can't. The moment you're negative, you're not productive. You don't create. You can't. And I need to distance myself, and we all need to distance ourselves from everything that comes our way that discourages us.
We certainly have to be productive, innovative, and creative. I mean, especially with the release today of the unemployment figures up marginally 0.5%. But yeah, it's an uncomfortable trend. Now the first quarter of 2019 up to 27.6 from 27.1% in last quarter.
Wow. That's the trend, and it's continuing. And we have to find a way around this, you know. We have to find a way, and our leadership will have to think completely differently about this whole thing. It is something that is simply unaffordable. How can you sustain an economy with only a few people working? So we have to change this. And I say, you know, constructive criticism isn't negativity. But then we need to be constructive. And I believe, you know, that our leaders are battling with these issues. And perhaps often they get it wrong. And I understand it's not that easy to make the changes because this is politics. But unemployment is our challenge, and we'll have to totally change this around. You know, I think that the way the poor is treated, in some sense, by providing for the poor to some extent, it enslaves the poor. But you know, that's a huge mindset for us to adopt a different approach. But at some stage, we'll have to do it. We simply will have to do it.
Well, the negativity and the destructive language that you speak of, the reckless nature of social media that you describe as well, Gerard, I mean, that is unsustainable and is not going to benefit South Africa in any way. You quote Esther chapter 4, verse 14 in your article, and maybe it's applicable to us as citizens as well, and not just to Cyril Ramaphosa, as you mentioned in your article. And who knows if perhaps you have come to your royal position for times such as this, and maybe this is our challenge as a society in this time.
Every person, Benita, you're so right. You know, thank you that you say that. But every parent, every father and mother, and every person playing a particular role, whatever that role in society is, must actually own up to that particular statement and say, I'm here for a purpose. You know, if you stand behind a till and people walk by and you do the normal thing that people do at the till and you do it with a smile, you know you can save a life by doing that. You can save a life by saying good morning. How are you doing? With a smile. You can turn a person's life. The person can be at a moment where we simply cannot continue, and that smile might change it. You can save a person from a bullet by smiling, by saying hello. How are you doing? By just touching a person. By giving good service, being honest, you are so right. That statement in the word is we can claim that for ourselves. Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that you've just said here.
Thanks, Gerard. Do you have any last thoughts in terms of the way forward, a productive way forward for South Africa and its citizens?
You know what? The situation is not hopeless, but if we tell ourselves it's hopeless, you know, the moment you tell yourself, the moment you surrender in life, it's over. It's in your own hands. Our future is in our hands. And no matter what the situation, there's hope. There's a way out of everything. There's a way out. But what we say and what we fill our minds determine the outcome of our lives. So there's hope. And as I'm standing here, I'm very hopeful. And I wake up every morning with enthusiasm. I can't wait for tomorrow. And I live in the same South Africa.
Gerard Papenfuss, Chief Executive at NIASA. We'll leave it there for this evening. As always, appreciate your time, Gerard. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Benito. Thank you very much.
That's Benito Vegatini chatting to Gerard Papenfuss, Chief Executive of the National Employers Association of South Africa. He published an article about his opinion on South Africa and how we can move forward as a nation. He obviously wrote it in his personal capacity as well. All right.